POV, mixing and mastering on my piano hit.
In this session, I'm going to take you through how I mixed and mastered Chomeami by Melon Sleazy featuring Lima. Let's get it. So firstly, I started with the beat. I started going through the beat. Just played it to get the feel, to get like, the, where the vibe is. And that's a crazy song. On production, I think they have a couple of features like the Boo, shout out to the Boo, Scoop Sabi Duru with it, Melon and Steve. So basically, yeah, I went through the whole song, played the beat, and then came back. So yeah, firstly, when I mix a song, I start with the shakers. So I take the shakers, put them where they need to be, because usually the shakers are too high and too loud. So I work on the shakers, work on the high end of the song. So what I do is like add a bit of filter to the shaker, you know, so that now it sounds not too sharp, not too loud. So I do that on both the shakers in the beginning, and then sometimes I pan the shakers depending on how they sound. And then of course the kick is always properly mixed, because it's usually a kick from another song, so it's a pre-mixed kick. Start to FX, just leave it as it is. So yeah, now you can feel the shakers are like chilling in the song now. They're rocking with the kick, you know. And then now the rest of the percussion. So usually I don't really do much depending on how it sounds, but now it sounds too clean. But there's a loud sound here in the percussion at the beginning. So do is isolate the sound played on its own, so this is what's loud. So add a filter to it as well, and then take it down a little. Where is it at? Okay, let's make the one. So yeah, this hat, took it down, and then go back to the song. Yeah, and then obviously, go with the progression, you know. So it kind of accompanies the bass. So these are, I mix them together for them to blend. So I make this bass sound like that. It has a boom in it. Hope you guys get what I'm saying. So yeah, so this is how they go together. Let me show you guys what's going on. So in the bass, we have like different sounds going on, right? So you guys can hear there's a bass, a clank bass, and there's a clunk bass and the sub. So that's what's going on there. And then let's keep going. And then there's a pad that just came in. I don't know if you guys. there's that boom, boom, and I don't know what to call these sounds. Let me see what the name is, so I give you guys the accurate names. So yeah, and then fix the bass and the lockdown. So the cymbals are too loud, but so the bells, is this a bell? Classic vibe. So the vibes are loud. So take down the vibes a little. But the vibes move with the long drum. Let me play them for you. So the long drum, the vibes, and that one at the top. Remember the sound. So these three sounds go together, they key, very important. So these two, including the vibes I just added, listen to how it gels together. Hey. How about it? So that's the core of the song. And then let's move on. A lot of different like high frequency sounds there, like snares and shakers and stuff. So the more there's high frequency, the more filters we add. And then as you can hear, the open hats, the crashes, everything is just too loud, too high. And we also have like the first set of shakers, let's go to them. So we also still have these. So for everything to blend in, I separate the sound, add a bit of filter, and then pan it. And then I'm just using this I missed the beat. Now onto the vocals. Limeke. Bareki limeke. Tyler say kena limeke mafisi. Yeah, anyway, sisla. So with the vocals, that's what I did with the beat. I'll play it. You'll hear the whole song when it's done. So, or you can go on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, Chomiami Melon Sleazy, go check it out. That's the final mix. But yeah, back to the video. So, Limac had like just the lead vocal and a backing, and two other backing vocals. So let me just play this chorus first before mixing. So you get the vibe. So start off with the lead just to get like where the vibe is, you know. So started with the lead vocal, had to get it right. So you know, as long as the lead vocal is clean and smooth and everything else, like masi ifiga gea, it just hops on smooth and the song just connects with the song, you know. So let me just open the lead vocal just on its own, play for you guys. So okay, so on the lead, basically I added let me do this so you guys can hear. Started with the compressor, compressed the vocals. Let me play them from how they roar and then to how they sound with the compressor. So. So he played a difference with and without the compression. So here's that. So now as you can hear, it has more presence. It's like in the song. Let me play it without the compressor so you hear the difference. And then with the compressor. Equalizer, get the frequencies right, and then cancel the unwanted frequencies. After the EQ, auto-tune just to get like the pitch correction going on properly. And then after that, it didn't need a lot because the vocal was properly recorded, and this is how it sounds after. A bit of reverb, a bit of delay.